I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. How will the city spend its $3.8 billion budget? Roughly 100 Nashvillians went before the Metro Council last night to share the changes they'd like to see in the mayor's budget proposal. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams unpacks what drove those requests.
Housing was definitely the theme of the night. Here's affordable housing advocate Kay Bowers.
And at the same time that we have this housing affordability crisis, we have thousands of vacant luxury housing units, yet the high rent levels remain. That's the picture that we're facing.
While the room generally agreed that Nashville is in a housing crisis, there were many different requests for solutions. Residents ask that the money go toward things like the Barnes Housing Trust Fund, the program that provides free legal aid to people facing eviction, and a concept of publicly owned mixed-income social housing. Another focus was Nashville General Hospital. Brenda Gordon, who used to work there, was one of more than a dozen people to advocate.
Every year, healthcare costs continue to rise. Supplies cost more, staffing costs more. The demand for care now continues to grow.
The union that represents city employees typically focuses on wage increases. And while that did come up, that group organized to instead emphasize the needs of Nashville's public safety net hospital. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Next, Metro Council members will draft an alternative to the mayor's budget proposal that potentially integrates some of those requests. The council must agree on changes by the end of the month. Otherwise, the mayor's budget would take effect by default. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.